Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. Speaking about being red hot for the Messiah, I wish you could be a fly on the wall on some of my conversations with Jewish people that have received the Messiah. I'm thinking of one man in particular. He's an Orthodox Jew. He's Sephardic. He's got a Hispanic type of accent. And he started watching our television show. It's Supernatural. And he got up enough chutzpah, that's a Hebrew word, nerve, and he called the guest. And the guest led him to the Lord and prayed with him to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and he spoke in supernatural languages. And so then he called me. And he calls me about once a month, and he is so hungry for God. The same zeal that he had for Orthodox Judaism, he now has for Messianic Judaism. And, I mean, I have never met someone so hungry for God. And this tells me the times and the seasons we're in. We're in the season in which God is having mercy on Israel once more so that individual Jewish people can have personal relationships with God, where they can hear his voice and fulfill their destiny. And in the United States, God has shown me that we have a window of opportunity. And he's told me, look, it's obvious. And as you hear my guest, Shira Sakharam, who is a living history of the nation Israel, we'll be talking to her in a moment. He has shown me what the Orthodox Jewish people are saying. We are in the footsteps of Messiah. We can literally hear his steps. He's ready. They would say ready to come. I would say ready to return. And that's why God wants to have mercy on Jewish people. And in the United States, I obtained the names and addresses of 2 million Jewish households. And God gave me a dream. He told me more Jewish people would come to know him through this book. He told me what book to do. I put it together. And you know what? We have mailed 600,000. I wish I had time to tell you the stories of so many, especially Orthodox Jews, that this book is affecting and having an impact on. But here's the strategy that God gave me, and you're part of it. We have a Project 77 in which you'll send $77 a gift to this ministry, and then we will send 7 books to 7 Jewish families in the United States. We will send you their names, not their addresses, but their names, and ask you to pray for them to come to know Messiah. And I believe we are seeding one of the greatest revivals in history. There is just something special when a Jew and Gentile who know the Messiah come into the love of Messiah and the love for one another. And there is nothing more exciting than a Muslim and a Jew coming to Messiah. Talk about having shalom on earth, peace on earth, Shira Sakharam. Is there anything neater than a Muslim that has an encounter with the Lord and then loves the Jewish people?
You know, this is one of the most interesting things that's happening in Israel. For the Muslim people, Israel is the freest place on the globe for people to preach and evangelize Muslims, because Israel is a democracy, and even the ultra-Orthodox would be pleased to know that Arabs have become Christians instead of Muslims, because the Muslim fanaticism is a worry to the whole world. There is actually things going on that we can't give details about, but there are Muslims in the territories that are coming to the Lord in a way that is just absolutely amazing. In one place, I know a whole village has come. Now, what's going to happen to them, we don't know. We had some Jewish people that were going up there and witnessing and teaching them, but now it's too dangerous for them to go. But here is a whole little village that has come to the Lord. They call themselves Muslims for Yeshua. They don't know anything else. I mean, what are you going to call yourself? But they have truly come and said, I believe that Yeshua is the Messiah, and I have given my life to him. So, and then there's works here in Israel also, in Israel proper. We actually support one pastor, Yosef Haddad. His wife came from Lebanon, you know, when Israel pulled out of Lebanon, Sid. There were 7,000 Lebanese soldiers who came along and went with Israel back into this, into our country. So they're not all here anymore, but there's still a couple of thousand Lebanese Arabs that are here that are nominal Christians, okay? That's why they fought with Israel, because they were nominal Christians. And Yosef Haddad, this pastor, has a congregation up in the north and is evangelizing these Lebanese soldiers. And I think, what greater gift could God give to these Lebanese soldiers who fought with Israel, gave up everything, lost their homes, lost their extended family, came here, but they are now getting the word of God here in Israel.
This is such a strategic moment in history.
It is.
With your, I mean, I know you read the Bible every year through, and you've done this for many years. I know you have godly parents that are now in heaven that instilled the love for the Jew in Israel in your heart. And so you have this wonderful heritage. But what is going on right now, in your opinion, and where are we headed?
Right. Well, I remember back when my father was still alive in the early 70s, someone came to him and said, what's going to happen in Israel? What's going to be the future? This is early 70s. And my father said, well, according to the Bible, according to the prophets, all the prophets, it's simply going to get worse and worse and worse and worse until Israel sees that there is no hope outside of the God of Israel. And then God, as they draw near to God, God will show them the way to salvation. Now, I don't think he'll do it by, you know, a puff of wind. I believe he's going to use the body of born-again Messianic Jews in this country. And that's what we're here for. That's what we're doing. The number is growing. But
what was it like 40 years ago when you came to Israel as far as the number of Jewish believers in the Messiah?
When I arrived in this country in 1967, I don't think that there were more than maybe one hand full of Israeli-born believers here in this country. They just didn't exist. There were a few immigrants that had come, some of them from the Holocaust, very traumatized people. But as far as any kind of a strong body, there was one congregation in Jerusalem of faithful people, but I mean, it was tiny, tiny, tiny. There were almost no Jewish believers in the whole country.
Today, what is it like?
Today, the newspapers write that there's around 15,000 Messianic Jews around the country. And as you probably know, the Orthodox, the ultra-Orthodox, do not let the Messianic Jewish people use radio or television. We have no television possibility stations or radio, whereas they have multiplied billions of shekels that the government gives them from every possible corner. But they are very afraid of us, and they don't give us the freedom to use TV. But lately, there are more and more items on the news itself that is talking about the Messianic Jews, and it's getting more, let's say, objective. than it was in the past when we were just considered a cult or a bunch of screwballs. And in fact, just this a week or so ago, there was a long, I think 30-minute or 40-minute broadcast on station channel number one of Israel. And they even used part of the footage that we ourselves, Maoz, had filmed. And we filmed a protest of ultra-Orthodox Jews in Ashdod. And in Ashdod, it was in front of a Messianic Jewish congregation. And this rabbi set himself up a platform, loudspeakers and everything, and he started yelling at his 1,000 guys, you know, ultra-Orthodox that they had bust in. And he said, the Messianic Jews are like Hitler. Hitler wanted to destroy us. The Messianic Jews want to destroy us just like the Nazis. Well, we filmed it. We sent someone there and filmed it. And the Channel 1 took it and blasted it across the screen. And, of course, Israelis were horrified. So it really showed that we, as Messianic Jews, obeying the law, paying our taxes, our people serving the army, and while as the ultra-Orthodox do not serve in the army, they don't pay taxes, they don't work, they expect the government to give them money to live on so that they can study the rabbinical books. And I think the tide is slowly, it's slow, Sid, it's slow, but it's still turning.
But there is some pretty ferocious persecution of Messianic Jews in the land of Israel. It's not as easy as, say, in the United States. We'll pick up right here on tomorrow's broadcast. But, Mishpocha, I want you to be part of Project 77. God wants you to be part of Project 77. This is the moment where the spiritual scales are coming off the eyes of Jewish people in the United States. What are you going to do about it? And everyone that becomes part of that by sending in $77, this gift, will not only get God's blessing, will not only probably see these people in heaven when they get to heaven, but we have a special bonus CD by Shira Sagram called Four Signs of the Last Days. And when you see these, there's such warfare over these things, and the average Christian doesn't even know what they are. So everyone that becomes a part of Project 77 will get a bonus of that CD. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpocha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.